Welcome to another edition of Mr. Sal's Podcast and That. This week is review for January 8th. It was supposed to go out earlier this weekend, but the weather slowed production a bit. All classes, you have writing assignments that are due Tuesday before you come into class. Remember, there is no school on Monday, with the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday being that day. Now, the writing requirements for my honors classes, you are doing a blog post on your Edge blogs. As of the end of the day on Friday, everyone could log in, and we weren't having any issues with people accessing their blogs. You are to give me, it's a sort of a pretest. Give me five things you think you know happened in the 1950s, or actually from 1946 forward. You don't have to look anything up. If you're wrong, you're wrong. I just want to see what you know before we get into the lesson. So if you don't know anything, that's okay. It's a pretest setup going in there. Next, you will give me five things you would like to learn from that era or you think are from that era. You can be specific. You can be general. Give me general areas of American culture. We referenced Greece and Happy Days as for, and right after World War II, some of the things we talked about at the end of World War II to find out how they were resolved. So those were the key points for kids to work off of. I said they're the blog posts. So grading for the blog post is based on your ideas. Since it's a public blog post, I am including correct spelling and punctuation into the grade. You don't need to add tags or categories on your blog post, but I highly encourage you to get to do that so you get used to adding them to your blog post. You should put tags and categories on every blog post. The regular US classes, similar assignment, but you're posting to the assignment in Edmodo. We're not publishing it on a blog. So same requirements as I mentioned earlier, but I'm not checking for spelling or punctuation. Just make sure you turn it in on Edmodo before you come into class. The upcoming week, we're gonna take a look and see what students already know, what they're interested in learning in both the honors classes and non-honors classes. After we review the submissions by the students, go over that as a class. Non-honors classes will be working out of textbooks. Honors classes, I'm going to give you some scenarios from that era, have you do some in-class work, and we'll have some discussion going on with that. So that's where we're heading towards this upcoming week. We're also starting the third 9 weeks, I forgot to mention. Enrichment assignments are going to continue. The StoryCorps assignment is once again open. It's open every 9 weeks. Go into the StoryCorps app. The assignment's posted in Edmodo. I'll pull it back up to the top of the feed. Interview somebody from the era we're studying or was alive then or knows people that were alive then and run through a basic audio interview and push that up to StoryCorps. And also turn it in class for me. A little distracted, I'm watching the Steelers lose in the divisional playoff game right now, so I'm a little distracted as I'm trying to record this. I apologize. The StoryCorps assignment will get you a project grade, and that's enrichment. We also have the internet talk show, Wake Up New Brighton, that continues. And students meet period two and after school. We're looking to expand that to possibly go out into the community and get community members involved. And I'm adding a guest blogging enrichment assignment. Any student may post to the class blog on a topic of interest in our current course of study. Specific details on this ongoing opportunity will be rolled out shortly. If you have ideas or something you would like to write about, opinions, events that happened in our period of time that we're studying, please let me know. If you or if you're a parent or if you're a student, you have any questions on any of this, please email me via my school email address, dsalvucci@nbasd.org, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. That's just the weekly update, not much this week. I hope everyone stayed warm and out of the bad weather. So that concludes